podcast.
The holiday season is underway again. Argyllan Butte is a great place to visit. Refresh, relax and recharge your batteries. Our stunning scenery and adventure coastline help you to do all that. And our teams have been busy putting in place various facilities and services to enhance your experience. To make your holiday work for you, we all need to take steps to look after each other. And we have four pillars of being a great visitor. Travel well, leave no trace, keep Argyllan Butte beautiful and look after the countryside. And here to talk about all the arrangements that have been put in place are Zelina Zatieva, our Economic Growth Officer for Tourism, Nathan Gallagly, Graduate Staycation Officer, Christina Saunders from the Grab Trust, and Graham McPherson, one of our amenity services staff who's also been a staycation warden. And here they are to talk about all the work they've been putting in place ready for your holidays.
It's come to that time of year when we're all thinking about holidays, and hopefully people are still thinking about staycations and holidaying in Scotland and more particularly in Argyll. So there's been a lot of work that our teams have done to try and make sure that we are prepared for visitors coming. And I've got a whole range of people to talk about this. So I've got Zelina, Nathan, Graham and Christina, and I'll maybe ask you each in that order to just say who you are and what your role is. So Zelina, do you want to kick us off?
Yes, my role is as an Economic Growth Officer for Tourism to cover all projects related to tourism in our beautiful Argyllan Butte, and work with businesses, with communities, with partners, and whatever project comes our way, we try and approach it in the best possible way so we can deliver. And we now have a staycation officer in post. It's a huge help for us to address staycation. So Nathan?
Yep, so as Lena said, I'm the new staycation officer, and I also contribute to the economic growth team. So I work on a wide range of projects relating to the staycations and supporting resolutions to the council's pressure points. We manage different types of projects, engage with communities, partners and businesses on issues like littering, signage, provision of toilets, parking for motorhomes, etc. I've been in the role for about 2 months now and really enjoying it so far.
Great. Good to have you join the team, Nathan. And Graham, you were part of the team last year, so tell us about that.
I was the staycation warden last year. It was a fantastic role. The main duties were to educate a lot of staycationers coming to visit our beautiful part of the world. And to kind of enforce as well. So we were in partnership with Police Scotland and Forestry. And it was a wonderful experience for the visitors as well, because a lot of people needed education. They thought they knew a lot of things, but they needed just a wee bit more guidance. It was a fantastic opportunity.
Great. We'll get you to tell us a little bit more about that in a bit. But Christina, you introduce yourself.
So I am the Grab Trust staycation project worker, and I started in 2021, just at the beginning of the summer, about May time. I was brought in to support the Grab Trust with working with its partners to reduce the environmental impact of visitors to Argyll, because as we all know, it's such a beautiful, beautiful place, and so many people love to come and enjoy it, and we love to share it with people. But we also like to make sure that we're taking care of the nature and animals that we have here. So I was brought in to support the Grab Trust with the projects that they're delivering there.
Fab, thank you. And Zelina, one of the big pillars is have a great time, be a great visitor, and maybe start off by saying a bit more about that and how we maybe will then come back to Christina about the partnership, because that is really key to work across partners in how we try and deliver on this.
Obviously, we would like to everybody to share the beauty of our beaches and our forests and everything we have. And we want to welcome everybody, and that's the campaign we were introducing. It's been over a year now. Being a great visitor, have a nice time. But what we wanted with, along with this campaign is education as well. So the whole idea of the campaign and the whole kind of staycation projects were to support the visitors and prevent anything wrong happening. So obviously, as Graham mentioned, there are people who are new to the whole idea of staycation and they needed education. There are communities who are welcoming the visitors and they need support. And we've been working with the communities in different, you know, roles from supporting the local projects they're going to do, developing campsites. And we worked with partners like Grub to address littering, and we worked with other communities. We had leaflets developed. We had all sorts of information trying to hand it over to the public. And we were trying to have this big banner of being a good visitor all across the islands, and that proved to be very successful year for us, although quite challenging because we didn't know what kind of numbers we're going to have, and it was kind of working on and trying to address it when it comes. Although we did have survey done before the season to find out what is it needs to be addressed, what are the issues, and the kind of general response. We had about 200 responses from communities, that there are a few very kind of basic but very important things we need to address, and was obviously littering, the provision of toilets, the waste disposal facilities, the signage is very important, and then it comes to the parking where the staycationers can park. So all those projects, we worked together with the roads service, we worked together with police, we worked together obviously with Grub. So there are quite a lot of communication behind the campaign.
Yeah, lots of moving parts. And Christina, you as you said, you're from Grab Trust. How do you play into all of that, and what are you working on for this year?
Well, we've been working, kind of historically speaking, since last year when the staycation project really took off for us, with our partnership working with Argyll and Bute Council. And we were working very closely with Keep Scotland Beautiful. And it was really with their support and with the support of the council that we released the business campaign on a roll last year, whereby we produced a number of free promotional materials for takeaways and food businesses all across Argyll, with the message, bin full, take your litter home, trying to promote responsibility, kind of a responsible waste management for visitors. That was a really successful campaign, actually, and we managed to release on request from food businesses, I believe it was around 190,000 stickers for takeaway packaging. Then we also had posters for communities and bin stickers, which the council wardens were extremely helpful in distributing. And you've probably seen them across the county brightening up bins. We had some really great feedback on that, with wardens and communities saying that they eliminated overspill, that they brightened up the bins themselves. And I'm really kind of getting the impression that message of, if bins are full, to take your litter home, to be responsible for your waste, to not leave it for someone else to pick up. I'm really getting the impression that that's kind of carrying on through into this year. So that's been really exciting. We also were working quite closely with Nature Scott last year, and again with the Argyll and Bute Council to release litter grants for community organisations, trying to encourage more community groups to get out there and to clean up areas that otherwise might be neglected. We were fully subscribed last year with the litter grants. We had around 30 organisations complete the application for a grant, and we awarded £5,000 worth of grants to them, to those groups. So that was really successful. And Argyll and Bute Council have come to the aid again and supported the Grab Trust to once again release the litter grants. So we're extremely happy about being able to promote those now to community groups.
I think the message that you described of the bin stickers is such an important one. I know I live in an area that gets a lot more people in the summer, and you know the times you see where people will leave stuff and then seagulls and stuff get into it, and with the best in the world, you know, we try to empty the bins or other partners try and empty bins, it doesn't always quite work. And that getting that message across that, you know, actually the litter is the person that creates it. It's their mm-hmm. responsibility, and it's great if there's a bin there, but if there's not, we want people to take the rubbish away and dispose of it when they do find somewhere responsible to do that, I think is key. And I know I've seen the stickers a lot of places, so hopefully other people do. It's a really important message.
And it's been great to lead on from that into 2022, because Argyll and Bute Council have commissioned to the Grab Trust to deliver 2-minute litter picking stations across Argyll. We have 15 to be sited, and we've currently sited 10 to community groups and to local businesses. We've got Lefroy Distillery on Isla were one of the first to take a litter picking station on, the Isle of Gier Ranger Service, Scottish Canals have got one, Ettrick Bay Tea Rooms on the Isle of Bute, all the way around to kind of smaller community groups and litter picking groups and schools. And they're really kind of continuing that message, as it were. So they consist of a really happy, bright and cheerful A-frame with litter pickers and bags. And the idea is that for visitors who might be in the area enjoying what Argyll has to offer, just take 2 minutes of their time to do a quick litter pick of the immediate vicinity, and then also carrying that message, if the bins are full, to take the litter home or to dispose of the waste responsibly. So we're really excited about seeing those and seeing the impact that they'll also have on the countryside and on reducing littering as a whole.
Little opportunity for visitors to give a little bit back if they've enjoyed the visit. So
exactly. And also, I mean, litter picking can be quite fun. it sounds a bit daft, but you make it really gives you a sense of kind of achievement and kind of worthwhile part of your visit that you've gone in. So I'm a firm believer in every little helps, essentially.
Yeah, those frustrated organisers and tidiers will love it, I think. A sense of satisfaction that we can offer them.
It's like an Easter egg hunt for children, but without the chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can always repay your children, set them off with that task, and then there could be a little ice cream or chocolate reward at the end of it you could offer them. But, so a way of entertaining the kids as well.
Exactly.
Multifaceted. As an activity. That's fab. Hopefully more people will take those up and visitors will use them. I think we can't say it enough, it's such a fab area, but there is so much great wildlife and flora and fauna. To make sure we protect that is really, really important. So I know it's one of the great privileges I find living here and being able to see that and enjoy it, and hopefully other people can do that, and we keep it pristine. So
And if there are any local businesses or community groups that would be interested in taking on a station, then please, if they could contact us, because we do have a couple more to be sited across Argyle. And we're very open for hearing from expressions of interest, because as time goes on, we hope that it's going to be a project with longevity attached to it. And there may be chances to move stations around according to need. So we would love to hear from people who are interested in taking a station on.
Excellent. Let's hope we get a few more off the back of this discussion. Graham, I was going to come to you before coming back to Nathan, because you had the experience of being a warden. What did you sort of see as, you know, what works and what are the pressure points or the issues you find? And then we can speak to Nathan about some of the work he's been doing in preparation for this year's season.
Yeah, well, I think that's a brilliant campaign that Christina's doing there, you know, because the stickers that we got off the Grab Trust last year, I was actually putting them all around Kibble and Butte, and I think they do make a difference. And they certainly do brighten up the bins, in my opinion. However, there was a lot of fly tipping that I noticed last year, and coincidentally, when I was approaching a lot of staycation, you know, whether it be campers or people turning up in vans, I would honestly just ask them, what do you do with your rubbish? You know, and a lot of people would turn around and say they just find the neatest litter bin, and they'll put a black bag in it and just give me an honest answer. And they were shocked to find when I told them that would actually be classed as fly tipping, and they could get fined £200 for that. So I think that's where the education comes in into play. People are trying to do the right thing by cleaning up their mess around the campsite or the nice, beautiful area, but where they're lacking is by putting it into litter bins. And I thought that was the importance of giving out the information where they can actually take the rubbish to. You know, it's a great message for taking it home, but if people are going out for more than a couple of days, then it's the civic amenity sites, you know, the recycle centres, that's where we want them to go. And a lot of people said, you know, if they're from the cities, their local amenity sites don't allow them to go in, or if they're not from that area. So they just thought, you know, if they're not from this area, they're not allowed to go into the recycle centres, but that's not the case in Argyll and Butte. We are always welcoming to take any rubbish off of staycationers. So it was more get the information out to people so that we don't have the problems with litter bins, because that was one of the biggest problems, because around a lot of the rural sites, the bins only get emptied every 3 weeks. And people coming from cities, they might be used to their bins getting emptied, or the litter bins getting emptied 2-3 times a week. So it was a lot of people were surprised to hear, you know, some of the litter bins only get emptied every 3 weeks. And if people are putting black bags in them, well, you can only fit 2 black bags, perhaps, in a litter bin, and that's it full, and it's got another 2.5 weeks to go. So yeah, these signs, they do make a difference, and education, getting the information out to people. So all working together, it really does make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, it's a partnership, as you say, Graham, and I think the point you make of you, and most people are trying to do the right thing. So if we can get the information out there, then and there are those facilities, as you say, and you know, even if there are bins in some locations, you were a really big rural area, there's never going to be a bin everywhere you go, that there's always going to be a bit of being, you know, having bags ready to take things home with you, or to the nearest civic community site, and of which, you know, they are quite locally based.
Yeah, the majority of people I spoke to, they just never thought they would be allowed into the recycle centres. So That was a great message, getting that across, so that they could actually take the rubbish. If they can't take it home, you know, if it's too much for them to take home, they were more than welcome to take it to the recycle centre, because the majority of people coming to this area truly thought that they wouldn't be allowed in.
And I think you produced your own leaflet, am I right?
The visitor numbers we had last year were phenomenal. The weather was good, people weren't flying. We do live in a beautiful part of the world. The amount of education that information you're trying to tell people is kind of overwhelming. So I thought, why don't we have some kind of leaflet with all the right information to tell people? And some people, they don't like to be stopped for too long as well. They're here to enjoy themselves. So I thought, if we can just try to get a leaflet. So I quite like photography and Photoshop and things. So I just kind of made a mock kind of leaflet, and I sent it to Zelina, and I said, you know, if we've got any designers or anyone that could make something along this line, could we get it printed? And Zelina came back to me and says, can we just print the one that you've made with a few changes? And we printed that, and it was brilliant. We get a great response, and that's exactly what people need and want, funny enough. It was great. It was fantastic. So I think they're going to do a new edition this year, and get them rolled out to people, because the right information, you can't go wrong.
That's brilliant, Graham. You're obviously more creative than you give yourself credit for.
I just like to keep active. Yeah.
It's fab.
Yep.
And Nathan, tell us a little bit about what you're planning for this year. So you've obviously hit the ground running, just been here 2 months. That sun will be out soon, and we'll be inundated. So what have you got planned?
Yeah, absolutely. I've joined right at the start. I started in April, so just as the sun was starting to come and hopefully the warmer weather. So when I joined, it was more about trying to figure out what Zelina done last year as a staycation officer and what I could do taking that forward. So that was very helpful to know we had the feedback forms from last year, and also the things that were implemented last year were already worked. For example, the port-a-loos all around Argyllan Butte. So we've kept them going in the exact same locations, but we've added some more. Including Kilchorne Castle in Ollie, and also we've added an extra one at Bidger Orkey. So it's just helping with the demand, but because they showed really good promise at taking pressure points off last year, we've kept them going. As we were talking about a minute ago, the distribution of leaflets, they were very helpful for me, even just starting as my role. And this is the first time I've spoke to Graham, so thank you very much for them. And we're definitely planning on, we're in the stage of updating them at the minute. We're working in partnership also with the Fire and Rescue and Police Scotland, just to get some more education into the leaflets on aspects such as being safe on the water and livestock for Police Scotland. So they will be coming out hopefully shortly. We're waiting on a few things coming back from partners, and then we'll get them printed and hopefully to help our wardens. That's the next thing I'm going to speak about, because we've heard some really good comments about community wardens and staycation wardens. So as Graham explained, they're just there to help educate people, and really a lot of staycationers are really, really good at being staycationers, but they've got kind of bad habits or things they don't know they're doing wrong. So that is good for the wardens. With the wardens, the leaflets will then communicate with our webpage. And working with the comms team, we're working with different QR codes, which will help with stuff like we've got a website with interactive maps, where if you scan the leaflet, it will take you to this interactive map, which will show you where the nearest recycling centres are, waste disposal sites, campsites, etc. And we're currently updating them with the new locations that have been added through the work we've done with the staycation grant. So we'll have more waste disposal sites, more campsites coming up, and that's getting updated as soon as we know about a new location in the area. So just try to stay on top of everything, and so people have the relevant information and education to be staycationed correctly. And the thing I've kind of learned over the last 2 months of being here is how helpful the partners want to be, such as Grab, the Wardens, Police Scotland, Fire and Rescue. Everyone really wants to help to make Argyll and Bute the best staycation area. And that's something I've really enjoyed working with, even in this such a short time being in my role. So that's kind of what we've got planned, what we've kind of done so far, and what we're planning on going over the next couple of months. But obviously, we've still got business and communities coming to us with interest forms, which basically means they fill the forms out, we can review them, and then we can figure out what support to give the business or community, which has been really helpful for me because they come to me with ideas and then we help them implement their own ideas, which is really, really helpful. And it gets a lot of people figure out early on we're here to help them, which is it's really good for me and for everyone else.
No, I mean, I think that partnership's so important. And I mean, you touched on some communities have employed their own wardens and things. So, you know, in some places, the real sort of communities themselves are driving it. And after all, they understand really clearly what some of the issues that happen in their own areas.
Yeah, definitely. That's the difference between the community wardens and the staycation wardens. So the community wardens are from different community groups and businesses, which is really helpful as well, because they'll know the local area really well. They'll know the best place to go recycling. They'll know the public toilets. They'll know the areas what are under the most pressure and how to relieve that pressure. So that's super helpful from the communities working together with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you touched on water safety and you know, animals, and people that listen to the podcast will know I'm a dog owner and dog lover. And I mean, I encourage people to listen to a discussion I had with the SSPCA about, because we picked up on sort of sheep worrying and that sort of thing, because it's really important if people are bringing the dogs to the countryside. But you mentioned water safety, and that, you know, sadly we have seen deaths when people go into water that's perhaps colder than they realize, and they don't understand the issues. So, you know, that's another really important one to emphasize to people to just think about before they go into big bodies of water.
Absolutely. This is something that came from the community safety planning group. We spoke with James Sullivan from the Fire and Rescue, and that's why we thought it was really important to get it on the leaflets what are going to be handing out to hopefully as many staycationers as possible. So relating to the water safety, we're going to have stuff about Water Safety Scotland and what they advocate, and they have a water safety code, and that is a stop and think, spot the dangers, stay together, stay close, and in an emergency, call 999. So that's all about what to do if you spot an emergency. And then on that leaflet, there'll be a QR code which will take you to their website, which will help educate staycationers about water safety and the differences between lochs and seawater, and even things about paddle boarders. They should always wear buoyancy aids. So there's going to be a lot of information, especially about water safety, as it's such an important aspect of enjoying Argyll and Bute as well, with the new kind of trends like open water swimming and stand-up paddle boarding. It's fun and exciting, but doing that safely is something that we think as a partnership is super important.
Absolutely. And I mean, there's loads of resource out there if people do just Google it, in terms of where you can get, if you've never done it like me, I'm really tempted to try paddleboarding this year, but there are places where you can go and actually get a bit of training and things, or people who will take experience, who will take you out wild swimming and things like that. So definitely encourage people to think about that and invest in some of the local businesses who are there to make your stay safe and enjoyable. So lots to do, I'm sure. I mean, it's let's say the sun is shining here, so you guys will be preparing for summer holidays and things, and certainly I'm already seeing camper vans and motorhomes and things turn up, so it'll be full steam ahead, I'm sure, to get that up and running. So hopefully we'll have a good season, and that people can very much abide by our "have a great time, be a great visitor" slogan, and enjoy all the fab things that our Argyll and Bute has to offer. So thank you all for talking a little bit about the work you're doing, and just encourage people to look out for all the leaflet and the information, and we'll try and put some links to where they can find all of that on the website along with the podcast. So thanks all.
There's lots more information on our website on how to be a great visitor that can be found at argyll-bute.gov.uk/ab-place-to-visit. And that's 2, number 2. Thank you for all my guests today for telling us more about the preparations they've been put in place. So enjoy your holiday, whether it's as a resident of Argyll and Bute, just visiting another area, or whether you are a visitor from out with Argyll and Bute. And hope you enjoy your stay.
This podcast.